opportunity for myself. Incredible coach, incredible culture, young team with a very, very, very upside to them. And it felt like, I mean, it was a great opportunity, and I wouldn't mind shocking the world and coming to Jacksonville and just doing what everybody wants us to do.
How much did you know about Gus Bradley and the organization coming in, other than, you know, having played him?
I knew a few things. I had a guy, a Winston guy. He was here actually, and then he ended up coming to our DB room. And Matt Hasselbeck played with Gus, and they said great things about him. And Hasselbeck really talked about the culture and the energy, and gave me a better perspective of what actually I was gonna see in a couple or now. And I mean, it just fit me perfectly. I felt like, I'm a very, very, I'm a studious, I'm disciplined, but at the same time, I want to be so studious and disciplined so I can have fun and relax, you know, and do everything that I need to do so we can do everything that I want to do. And coach had the same type of philosophy and mindset about a lot of things, and it just feels great.
What is that opportunity that you're going to get here? I mean, have they talked to you about what they envision your role being?
I mean, I'll be playing more defense. I'll be a safety, definitely more of a safety than I was at Indianapolis. I mean, we talked briefly about a few things. I mean, we're just going to keep talking about it, but he was just telling me that I need to be able to bring that energy on the field and be able to get my hands on balls, not me personally, but we need to get our hands on balls and we be able to get out there and make plays, bring a little bit more of a veteran to the secondary, definitely at the safety position, because we have so much communication and so many decisions that have to be made, and just helping out young 37, you know, and getting him right.
That they want you to come in and win that starting spot at free safety. I mean, is that?
I mean, that's my feeling. I guess. So I hope that's their feeling. That's how I'm attacking everything, you know. So, I mean, just put my best foot forward and see what happens.
They were looking for a sideline to sideline free safety. You could roam back there and play a lot of single high stuff. Is that kind of fit what you think you are and who you are?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I could definitely get sideline to sideline. More reps, I feel like I'm getting better and better with more reps that I take. I'm going into my sixth year, but I still don't have an extreme amount of starts under my belt. So it's really like the sky is the limit. You know, we have more work to do, and I can get a good read on that quarterback, get comfortable back there. Good luck.
I know this didn't happen while you were on the field, but when you were with the Colts, you guys played Denver three times in the last 2 years, so you guys obviously saw Julius a lot.
Mm-hmm.
What does he do to a defense that makes him so effective? What was he able to do against the Colts?
He's a big body. He's not just a tall guy. He has some weight on him, so he's able to actually shield off defenders easier. And he has that basketball mentality, so it gives a different element, sort of like you playing a basketball player, that type. You someone skinnier might have a couple of better attributes, and he carries those over to football, and he's able to give a little gait to the situation.
Did the Colts make an offer, or did you say?
I mean, I'm here now.
With all the attention to the Seahawks defense, which Gus obviously started, is that kind of what everyone wants to play in now?
It's a copycat league, you know, and Gus actually came from there, so it's a little closer to him. But, I mean, even in New England, not New England, oh, my God, the Colts, don't judge me. even when I was with the Colts, you know, we watched Seattle film. We tried to implement some things, and I'm sure all around the league, it's just that culture that they have, that level that they play with, that confidence that they have, and it's able to come out because they're doing everything right behind the scenes. And Gus is really, you know, it's looking good, you know.
Do you think being a teammate of Andrew Luck will give you a little bit of and maybe some sort of edge when you see him twice a year next year?
Yeah, I mean, it'll give him – he would know me, but I would know him as well. At the same time, I know – I don't just know Andrew. I know the rest of the players. I know the coaches, you know. So I think I'll have a little advantage because I know the whole system, the whole scheme, opposed to him just knowing me.
You guys beat the Jaguars fairly regularly. What was your impression of them when you were playing against them?
It was real fast. Young team that was really, really fast. They weren't getting, like, their butts handed to them. It was just like, okay, they need to fix some things, and they can be a lot better. They have a lot of potential. But at the same time, we knew that we're going in there trying with mindset on winning, and we thought we were going to come out with a win most of the time. And that's something that we're going to have to change.
How'd you get this Ric Flair thing?
I mean, I guess I'm an 80s baby, and it happened that way. But Ric Flair, I was growing up, I was a wrestling fan, and, you know, Ric Flair was big. And once, with the beginning of last year in training camp, you know, it just kind of came out. You know, it was probably the five Ric Flairs on the field at a time, like Corey Redding, Pat McAfee, me, and even the offensive guys in training camp, we would just, woo, everybody, woo, woo, woo. And then once the offense would make a good play, then, you know, they would be mocking us, woo, woo, woo. And then finally, I started the sayings, and I more and more Ric Flair every day, and I was trying to get the saying right, and I'm like, blah, 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 kid stealing. And Pat Mack's like, yo, wait. He doesn't steal kids. He steals kids. He's not a kidnapper. So it was a process, but the training camp really did it.
So why'd you do it after the playoff win?
Oh, I mean, I didn't expect to do it at all. That was just something I do on the plane or out on the field or something for fun. Ricky Jean Francois, he does his little dance after all the wins. He gets out there, we make a song, and he dances. Well, that game, like, Ricky wasn't in front. Like, we didn't know where he was. And then a couple of people called my name, Serge, do the Ric Flair. And I was like, I don't want to go up there. Like, last time I got up there, I was on, like, the bad lip reading on, like, YouTube. I'm like, I'm not going up there. And I'm like, Ric Flair, if I do this, it's really going to be real bad. Like, so I'm looking up. I'm keeping my head down. And I look up. And this Coach Pagano just looking at me. I'm like, gosh. So I got to get up there. And I did, and it was pretty fun.
All right, thanks, guys.
Okay.